And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Man, covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all want to talk about this show? It goes from Huntsville all the way back up to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa all the way back over to Gadsden. I mean, even down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, stretching across the border to what is now once again called Fort Benning. And then there's big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in, just for good measure. So, all right, listen, I got to do this for a few minutes. I got to jump into dipper number three because, there's breaking news on it. So, first of all, dipper number three is called the deportation machinations. All right. So we've got a lot going on with the Trump immigration arena. First of all, I will tell you this. We have a story that broke, was it last night or the night before, that the Supreme Court of the United States, in an order issued by Chief Justice John Roberts, basically agreed with the lower court that the Trump administration has to bring back the guy who was shipped to El Salvador's Cicot prison, who was already in an otherwise legally allowed capacity to stay here. My recollection, I could be wrong, but my recollection was this particular individual was living in Maryland, and he was here, and he had an asylum. He had an asylum hearing pending under the Biden administration. He's a known MS-13 gang member, but he had claimed that he was in danger of his life back home, that a rival gang was threatening his life, and he was asking for asylum. So that qualified him. It wasn't that he was here in a green card. He wasn't doing it. It was that qualified him for the ability to gain extra consideration. The high court has agreed and said that he needs to have more due process, and they have to work to bring him back. However, the left did not get everything they wanted out of that hearing. They're not talking about the fact that there was a whole lot more to that ruling than the left really wants you to know. Because here's the thing, and this happens. As an attorney, I've seen this happen myself at the state level. I don't do a lot of federal work on purpose. I do mostly state attorney work. But the Supreme Court, when it issued its order, it said that the application was granted in part and denied in part. What does that mean? Well, it went on to say the scope of the term effectuate, which is what the lower court said, that the Trump administration needed to effectuate the return of the individual. So the district court has to be more clear, and it has to give deference, it said, deference to the executive branch in the conduct of its foreign affairs. That was the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court telling the lower court, don't lose sight of your job. Know your role. You are not a foreign policy magnate. You are a judge. Now, did the guy have potentially a due process right that was infringed upon? The Supreme Court agrees that maybe he did. Bring him back here for a hearing. Guess what? You might bring him back here for a hearing and he gets deported anyway. In fact, I suspect that he will. I suspect he'll come back here. He'll get a hearing. They'll discover that his request for asylum is going to be denied and he'll be sent packing anyway. It's just going to take longer. Kilmar Armando Abreu Garcia from Maryland. That's him. And he, by the way, he was residing in Maryland. He's not from Maryland. I think he's from El Salvador. So anyway, that order was a two-parter. Granted in part, denied in part. Granted as to facilitating his return. Denied in terms of making sure that the world understands that judges don't get to set foreign policy. That is not their role. Another story that broke today while we were on the air, is Mahmoud Khalil, who is the young rabble-rouser at Columbia University. You may remember him. Mahmoud Khalil is here. He's of Palestinian origin. I think he's been living in Syria most of his life. But he came here, got his undergrad and apparently his graduate degree at Columbia. And he was here on a student visa. And he became the ringleader of the vast majority of the student protests against Israel, the harassment of Jews, and the takeover of university buildings on Columbia University's campus. I mean, he was constantly seen on news stories because he was one of the few that wouldn't wear a mask. Okay, at least he stands by what he thinks and says. That being said, he was arrested. Well, he resisted this. He is appealing his arrest and soon-to-be deportation. He's resisting the idea that the Trump administration is allowed to revoke his visa. Like, I don't know, you know, visas are a right now? No. The high court agreed today. The federal district court agreed today. An immigration judge has now ruled that Mahmoud Khalil can be deported from the U.S. because of his involvement in last year's pro-Palestinian protests. It'll likely be appealed. However, it's a win. Put that one in the win column. Good stuff. How about this one? Just the other day, a Texas guy by the name of Robert King went out there and began making rants about Kristi Noem, our Department of Homeland Security Secretary, against Tom Homan, against ICE and Homeland Security in general, calling America a Nazi fascist state. And then he began making death threats, saying that basically he wished that they would come to an untimely end. He was arrested. Gone are the days that you're just allowed to threaten the life of someone and it be considered just your free speech. Now, free speech does not mean you have to like someone. If he wanted to diss on Secretary Noem all he wanted to, he could. If you want to disagree with the policies, go for it. You don't go online and go, they need to be killed. They need to be struck down. That's what he was doing. The story I've got off Fox, not only was he arrested, he had his hearing and he cried in court. It's a tough guy. Tough guy, JP.
I'm sure he did.
Just brought him into the boohoo stage. Bless his heart. All y'all out there know what I mean when I say bless his heart. You can say anything you want to about somebody as long as you end it with bless their heart, it's okay. Boy's dumb as a bag of hammers, bless his heart.
Bless his heart.
Woman's got a face that can stop a truck, bless her heart. You can say anything. All right, by the way, Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem, National Pulse has a piece that came out 2 days ago. She went down, of course, she did a trip to El Salvador to check out the Sicot prison. And her quote is, "You're going to see us continuing to partner with El Salvador. Their Sicot has capacity for 40,000 prisoners, and they said they'll take as many as we send. So yes," she said, "they are ready to accept more U.S. deportees, and we plan to send them some." They're not stopping, man.
And Trump's even unhappy with this pace. Like, he wants to go even faster than this.
Yeah. Why would we not?
Yeah.
And then, let's see, this one, make sure I got the right one here. I'm pulling up. I believe, yes, it is. We have a law that has been on the books for quite a while, except it's rarely enforced. Townhall.com has a piece that came out yesterday. It was taken to court, obviously, but the Department of Homeland Security has now required that illegal aliens have to register with the federal government. What, pray tell? Listen, they want you and I, JP, to have a star ID or we're not allowed to fly on a domestic air flight. They want you and I to give our Social Security numbers to be able to get a loan or to pay our taxes or do anything. They want you and I to be registered for everything. Why has nobody been doing that with illegals? Well, now they're saying that subject to an existing law, which has been on the books since the 40s, I believe. Yeah, the Alien Registration Act of 1940. It's still existing law, never been repealed, never been found unconstitutional. It said that federal immigration law requires that those who are 14 years of age or over, who are not here in a legal status, who don't register their status with the United States government, are subject to prosecution and deportation.
Yes, they should.
Just saying.
Like, that is another common sense thing. It's like, it's crazy we have to even do that. But
it is crazy. Mm-hmm. Why should we not know who's in our country? I mean, by the way, that law even requires, and then, by the way, it's been on the books since the 40s, but that law even requires Canadians to do that. And Canadians like walk across the border as a matter of course. They shop. You got Canadians that have Blue Cross cards that come over here for their medical. They could buy their groceries. In Michigan, the bridge is right there. It's the Friendship Bridge to Canada. People just drive back and forth like it's nothing. And if they're here more than 30 days, they got to register.
And I know from experience, how, at least this was my experience, how drastically harder it is to get from the U.S. into Canada than the Canada into the U.S. That's a completely different conversation. But yes, Canada is, I mean, they come into the U.S. like crazy. So if we can do it to them, then, you know.
Well, they are going to be our 51st state.
Yeah.
That's still in negotiation.
That's true.
They're vying with Greenland.
Yes. I don't know. I'd rather take Greenland at this point because Canada was being so bratty about it. You guys can become a territory. Canada become a territory. They've been demoted.
Wow.
I will say this about Mahmoud Khalil, though, because I've seen so many people, unfortunately, on both sides of the aisle say that this was us like doing Israel's bidding. Like anybody who says anything against Israel has got to go. Obviously, that's a part of it because Israel is our ally. But are we forgetting that Hamas chants death to the U.S. as well as death to Israel?
Oh, like they do in Iran too.
Yes, like this is Hamas is an organization that wants to destroy America alongside Israel, and they are completely against our values as America. So this is it drives me nuts that you know people on the left who are. Unfortunately, so many of the left is becoming anti-Semitic, saying, well, you're just doing this because he's speaking against Israel and what they're doing in Gaza. It's like, well, that's part of it, but majority of it is you are representing or vouching for an organization that chants death to America. Like, that should be enough to get you out, period, the end.
And I heard Marco Rubio say, had you told us on your way into the country that you plan to do that, you would have never gotten a visa.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you're doing it while you're here, we have the right to revoke it.
And it was a privilege for him to be here and to get an education, not to come here and be an anti-American activist.
Absolutely. Let me get a few text messages before the break. And I, by the way, I love y'all. I won't get to all of them because some of you guys have been, I mean, there's a whole lot of text messages. Birch from New Hope clarifies, no, he does love the tariffs. Okay, squared away. Thank you. Richard from Madison says, since Social Security fraud is a felony, when's Jasmine Crockett going to jail? Has she been lying on Social Security issues? What's happening?
I've not heard this.
I'd like to know more, Richard. Send us something about it. Herb from Gurley, Alabama says, years ago, I was told that the Belfont nuclear plant was not built to specifications. Could you expound on the environmental reason for not opening the plant? No, I can't. It's been a long time. I'd have to go back and look. But Herb, I think it's worth talking about. John from Huntsville says, JP, tell Phil. Hey, okay, I'm reading it. Tell Phil there's two reasons that Jack Nicklaus is called the Golden Bear. He went to California, but also sports writer Don Lawrence called him a big, cuddly Golden Bear. I like the California version better. No one wants to be called big and cuddly.
Nah, no especially dude. Jack Nicklaus.
No dude wants to be called big and cuddly. And then Cousin Crystal from Moulton checking in says, Phil gets a triple A plus for having the guts to pronounce those names. Which names? Oh, Mahmoud Khalil.
Yeah, and the others. Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure I got them right, but I said my version of them. All right, we're taking the last break of the day here on a Friday afternoon. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back.